You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Joining us right now is Joseph Scheidler. He is the founder of the Pro-Life Action League. He also serves as their executive director. We're here to talk about Planned Parenthood.
That's our buddy Eric Scheidler, actually.
Oh, Eric Scheidler. I'm sorry. You're right. Joseph was the founder. Eric Scheidler is the executive director. I apologize for that. Thank you, Vince.
Sure.
Joining us right now, Eric Scheidler. Good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
So glad to be here.
Now, Planned Parenthood released their 2015-2016 annual report, and you have plowed your way through that. Bless you for doing that, because the rest of us don't have that kind of patience. What did we find in the 2015-2016 Planned Parenthood annual report?
Well, it's a very slick and glossy report, and Planned Parenthood is really trying to put the best face they can on their declining situation right now. For example, they talk about doing hundreds of thousands of STD tests and through those tests making some diagnoses of diseases that need to be addressed from the people contracted through sexual activity. They play this up with these big numbers, but in fact, we find that when we compare these numbers to the national totals, Planned Parenthood is actually doing about 1% of all the STD diagnoses in this country. So 99% of people who are getting diagnosed with an STD are getting diagnosed somewhere else than Planned Parenthood, which plays themselves up as a vital resource for health. I mean, we're glad for every one of those screenings that results in a diagnosis and people get treatment, but we find when we look more closely at Planned Parenthood's report that they're really just a bit player in healthcare. In fact, shockingly, Planned Parenthood's numbers of services have been declining for years. Their number of cancer screenings has gone down by some two-thirds. Breast exams by about the same amount, two-thirds, over the last 10 years since Cecile Richards took over as CEO. At the same time, however, we see that their amount of federal dollars has been going up and up. The amount of donations they're taking in is going up and up, and yet they're seeing fewer and fewer clients doing fewer and fewer services at their facilities around the country, except when it comes to abortion, where Planned Parenthood, in fact, is cornering the market. And that at this point, through the numbers in this most recent annual report, we find that Planned Parenthood is doing 35% of the abortions in this country. So again, compare that to the 1% of STD diagnoses, 35% of the nation's abortions at Planned Parenthood. More and more, this company is narrowly focusing on abortion and really becoming Abortion Incorporated.
I was, Eric, struck by the numbers that you're reading out. These two data points really struck me. That the manual breast exams in that year that was surveyed, 321,000 of them, which accounts for just less than 2% of all manual breast exams, 321,000. Abortions, 328,000 abortions. So, and that counts for, as you said, 35% of our country's abortions entirely. So no procedure number comes even close at Planned Parenthood to the number of abortions they actually do. Forget the percentages, just the sheer number of procedures that they do. Every given category, abortion is the highest one. And yet, every single time we talk about Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood defenders, including people spokesmen for the organization itself, always come out, they're like, hey, don't you worry, tax dollars. None of these billions of tax dollars, let's say millions rather, $554 million tax dollars went in 2015 to Planned Parenthood. And they always are like, not a single dollar went to abortion.
Well, it's hard to understand how that can possibly be true, even if there's some accounting gimmick that they're using to keep those monies officially separate. Planned Parenthood, again, their number of patients is going down. The number of services they're doing is going down year by year by year, and yet they're taking more and more money in from taxpayers, from us, from the taxpayers of the United States and of the states around the country. And their abortion numbers climb and climb and climb. So those dollars are keeping the call centers on. They're keeping, the doors open for Planned Parenthood to really focus very much on abortion. And it's not just that they provide abortions there. Planned Parenthood aggressively markets abortion. And I think when people realize that, they're a little less comfortable with this organization. So it's not just about providing somebody a choice. It's about pushing a choice. They have incentives for their employees to increase their abortion numbers, you know, paid time off, pizza parties as an award for employees or centers that provide larger numbers of abortions. So this is really more and more an abortion company, and one that we really should not be supporting with our taxpayer dollars, because what we need is legitimate health care. There is a healthcare crisis in the United States, and Planned Parenthood is not helping to solve that.
You know, I just did some quick math here, of which I am not really good at. but I just added up your numbers in this report, manual breast exams, pap smears, diagnosis of sexually transmitted diseases. I added it all up. And I divided it by the $554,600,000. And I would assume they must do some other procedures as well, because it worked out to be $672.24 for each procedure.
Well, Planned Parenthood does distribute a fair amount of contraception. Those numbers are down slightly as well, of course. And they do some other things as well. But the bottom line is that there are far better resources for healthcare around this country. Places that are federally qualified health centers provide a higher standard of care and a broader range of services. When you look at the actual services Planned Parenthood provides, the vast majority of health care needs are not met there at all. If you have a common cold, if you're dealing with sleep issues or behavioral issues, depression, back problems, the kinds of things that are the main health care concerns of men and women, you find that Planned Parenthood doesn't provide anything. And when it comes to those cancer screenings, they don't do any mammograms.
Right.
They do very little treatment of any of these problems. This is primarily a matter of sending people elsewhere for treatment. So when Planned Parenthood talks about how, women and families in rural areas won't get the care they need, well, the care they need is much more than just a screening.
Yeah.
They also need a doctor. And when Planned Parenthood pulls up stakes, as they've done in places like Idaho and New Mexico, they farm out their patients to these federally qualified health centers.
Of course.
So through their own actions, they admit they're not indispensable.
Eric, thank you.
When they leave town, they can be covered.
Thank you, Eric. Not surprising at all for an organization whose name is a euphemism for killing babies. I appreciate you giving us some clarity on what's going on inside that group. Thank you, sir.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.